By the sixth time hearing this, you realize you've pissed away your entire Sunday and you have no other option but to order more Uber Eats and finish season two of Stranger Things.
I saw something.
Season two takes us back to Hawkins 12 months after the events of season one. Our favourite locals have all been sworn to secrecy, keeping any references of super secretive government laboratories, telekinetic kids, and alternate universes strictly to themselves. Yes, even the death of everybody's favourite red-headed stiff is being kept on the D-low.
Is Barb okay? Is she okay?
It also appears that Eleven's sacrifice wasn't enough to keep the dreaded Upside Down at bay, because Will Byers, aka the kid who did nothing last season but get molested by monsters, brings back a piece of the Upside Down with him.
I felt it everywhere.
This causes the demonic and strangely moist alternate universe to leak into Hawkins, cueing all types of mayhem.
Nothing's going to go back to the way that it was.
How good were the 80s? The hair was big, the style was loud, and the music was sexy. I myself wouldn't know because I was born in 92, but I can only assume from its stark existence in current pop culture that it was truly amazing. Stranger Things Season 1 was hailed for its 80s references, and rightfully so. It was fun, tasteful, and most importantly, original. Season 2 brings back the nostalgia, but if my Saturday nights have taught me anything, it's that you can always have too much of a good thing. We're force-fed 80s cues relentlessly until it starts feeling like a reference within a reference within a reference within a reference. Refception. Like Season 1, Season 2 is really big on emotion. Emotion's a good thing. It drives story, develops characters, and explores themes, but under no circumstances is it appropriate to start expressing these feelings while a monster is bearing down on you, about to devour you and everyone you love. Nor can emotions be used as artillery to fight anything powerful enough to spawn demons, possess humans, and kill Barb. God, I miss Barb. Frustratingly enough though, Stranger Things 2 is guilty of this kind of tomfoolery multiple times.
You should go now. It's almost here.
Unlike Season 1, the boys spend quite a bit of time apart, pursuing their own journeys in a bid to create distinct characters. The problem with this is it adds to the copious amounts of storylines. It seems every character has a sibling, every sibling has a parent, every parent has a friend, every friend has a lover, and all of these people have a character arc.
It's not like it was before, it's grown.
Look, all this being said, Stranger Things Season 2 is still enjoyable viewing that deserves a look, but the originality of the first season set a precedence, and this series doesn't innovate, it imitates. I give it 5.5, I'm not Mark Fennells, out of 10.